This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This is Marketplace Money from APM, American Public Media. I'm Tess Vigeland.
It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
Welcome to the Remarket Podcast for Friday, August 3rd. I'm Bridget Bodner, production assistant with the Marketplace Morning Report and also elections coverage. If you've been following our Remarket podcast, you've heard from a lot of our hosts, producers, editors, reporters. But this week, I'm talking to a few of our future newsmen and women. This is the Marketplace Intern Report. I still remember starting as an intern at Marketplace in LA, all those months ago. So for our current interns, I know what you're going through. Welcome to two of our current interns, Lina Anwar, intern for Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl, and Jefferson Yen, intern and early riser for the Marketplace Morning Report. Lina and Jefferson, you guys are part of making the shows run on a day-to-day basis. Lina, you're not always at your desk. I see you heading out quite a bit, and you're going out and about the city recording opinions from people on the street.
Yeah, so it's called Vox, and the purpose of Vox is just to get some insight from regular people about what they think about the news or a certain topic or a question.
You went out recently for a piece that aired on our weekend show, Marketplace Money.
Hi, my name is Elmer Pineda. I work at the Santa Monica Pier Arcade. I'm an arcade operator. Some people think my job is easy, but in reality, it's not. We deal with difficult people.
Right. So they were doing a story about hard work. The theme of the episode was hard work and jobs. This segment in particular was about jobs that are commonly seen as not hard work. So they told me to go get some Vox from lifeguards, you know, just a day at a beach, really simple. So I went to go talk to them. And that was pretty interesting because, you know, I basically took off my shoes, walked all along the sand, walking from tower to tower, asking lifeguards. But most of them said that they couldn't because of county rules. So that was hard. I went to the captain. And he was like, yeah, we can't because we're on talking on behalf of the county. So that was kind of rough. I was just like running around trying to find somebody who didn't know the rules. But ended up talking to somebody from an arcade because I figured that's another job that people think is kind of like perceived as easy.
Those are some great adventures that you have there for your future. And Jefferson, you're interning for the Marketplace Morning Report. You don't get out as much because you're mostly in the studio. Explain a little bit about what you do because you're sometimes waking people up for the sake of news.
Right. Since we're in Los Angeles and we're a morning show, we wake up pretty early. And we want to get people to talk about the news, but it's a little difficult because you want to be, you know, you want to be nice to them, but it's really early in the morning. And sometimes they're a little grumpy and they don't give the best answers. So you kind of have to push them.
Well, Lina Jefferson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your Marketplace internships with me. I will see you around the office.
Thanks so much, Bridget.
All right. Thank you.
Now for Andrew Parsons and Jackie Guzman, you're not with us in the Frank Stanton studios. Andrew's in D.C. and Jackie is in New York. Andrew, I can only imagine that in D.C. you're rubbing elbows with Supreme Court justices and senators every day.
Not exactly. I do get to go on the Hill a good bit, but mostly because we're such a small bureau, we have, you know, right now only three reporters and me. I'm working really closely with the reporters here. Nancy Marshall Genzer almost every day, you know, sort of gets something to file from Marketplace and comes over to me, and we just sort of hash through, you know, what she needs as far as numbers, voices. Yesterday I went to Arlington for her. And even when David Gura was covering the healthcare ruling on the Supreme Court, he was on the inside, but they needed me on the outside to sort of get all the reaction from the protesters and everything. So there's a good bit of hustle and bustle every day.
You also had a hand in this investigative piece from Scott Tong with our sustainability desk.
Coal needs freight trains and tracks, which sit on railroad ties. Here in Avoca, the workers took wood planks and soaked them in a black chemical sludge to prevent rotting. They set them out to dry, and the kids came.
used to jump on. It was pretty neat. It was like a big fort because there were 5 stories high.
Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about what that clip is from?
So that was a story that Scott did about a company based out of Oklahoma called Kerr McGee that had already gone into bankruptcy. But across the country, they had all these communities that when they had these plants have really high rates of cancer. And one was in Avoca, Pennsylvania, where they had this this Kerr McGee plant that shut down in 1996. They treated railroad ties, which are those planks of woods underneath the railroads. And there are really, really high rates of cancer right in this sort of 1 mile radius around the plant. And I am actually from that area. So Scott and I went up for 3 days to sort of, A, get stories of people and also get the history of the area so that could, you know, that community could be tied into the larger story. And it was great. You know, I was able to take my parents' truck. So we sort of split up every day and made a game plan. And one of the weirdest things I had to do was it sent me actually down into an old coal mine to go on one of the tours that they had. And going up, I had to convince an entire cart full of third graders, like a whole third grade class, to be dead silent so I can get the sound of the cart going up, which wasn't easy. But I'm a former kindergarten school teacher, so I had some experience.
And also a former kindergartner, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Actually, that, and when I was in third grade, I went on the exact coal mine tour.
And Jackie, instead of going down into a mine, you stayed on street level with this piece that aired on Marketplace Money.
From what I hear, people say that food vendor is not a hard job, but the honest truth is it's a very hard job.
So, Jackie, that was a little bit of a Vox gathering that we talked about earlier. Can you tell me what it's like to wander the streets of New York with a microphone?
So for this particular story, we were doing a piece on the daily grind. So jobs that seem easy, but really aren't. And so I set out to talk to a street vendor. And this guy, you know, he told me about, you know, how they're out there rain or shine, extreme heat, you name it. They're out there 24/7 and it's long hours. And, you know, it was really interesting to get to talk to him. And that's one of the things that I really like about interning at Marketplace is that we get to go out in the street and just talk to normal people and just hear their stories and their opinions on things. And it's great. It's not, you know, your typical office job.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for hanging out, guys. From Washington, D.C., Andrew Parsons. And from New York, Jackie Guzman.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now we're back to L.A., where I'm talking to two former interns and now full-time employees from Marketplace. I'm going to start with Justin Ho. Congratulations. You've recently been named assistant producer of the Marketplace Morning Report. Your job involves a lot of getting things ready to go on the air.
In high school baseball, they switched the standards for bats. So essentially, all the bats had to be replaced this year.
All the bats?
All the bats. Now, the whole idea behind it is that the new bat standards are supposed to make bats more comparable in performance to wooden bats.
Because a lot of people are using metal bats now.
Yeah, they still are, but now there's another type of certification.
So Jeremy went to New Jersey for this piece, and he had a lot of sound. What are the moments that you're looking to keep?
Well, this was a special interview in that we went out to New Jersey specifically to interview this guy. It was a field interview. And he had this really strong New Jersey accent, as you already heard in the clip. And I wanted to keep as much of his personality in as possible since it was more of a feature-y cue rather than a hard news cue. What I looked for was a lot of back and forth between him and Jeremy, and that was really important because if you listen to one of the clips, it just sounds like Jeremy's hounding him with questions, going back and forth and back and forth. And that was good because it sounds like a real conversation.
And Mary, you also started as an intern with Marketplace Morning Report, and now you're a digital producer.
It's a fact.
That is a fact. And you also produce the Midday Extra, which is the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. And you always include a special like bonus interview for web listeners. How have all of your past internships prepared you to put that together every morning?
I actually, I like to sort of draw on a little bit of the different things that I've done in the past to come up with ideas for that podcast. I've actually, believe it or not, had 12 internships. tips before I came to Marketplace, which makes the Morning Report lucky number 13. I've worked at fashion magazines, a little bit of that Devil Wears Prada, sort of getting the impossible tasks and getting an hour to do it and saying, go, do it. I worked at a few different newspapers. I've worked actually in a governor's office right before a scandal broke, so that was really interesting. And I think that all those different internship experiences really helped me get to where I am here. And a lot of the different places I worked, there was always sort of something wrong with the office or something I didn't like about the medium or what I was writing or what I was doing. And when I got to Marketplace, it was a little bit of that Goldilocks action where I said, you know, this is sort of just right. So I'm really happy I ended up here.
And we're, of course, happy to have you. Justin, Mary, thank you both for chatting.
No problem.
This final piece is an interview between host of the Marketplace Morning Report, Jeremy Hobson, and Maysoon O'Day. Maysoon runs a radio station in the Palestinian territories that encourages women in the workforce. Compared to other Middle Eastern and North African women, Palestinian women are much less likely to have jobs or businesses of their own.
Well, I noticed that right now women make up about 16.5% of the workforce there in the Palestinian territories, which is actually well behind the 26% average for the rest of the Middle East and North Africa. How do you account for that?
I think it's a weak economy in general. It's dependent very much on donor aid. So if there are some restrictions on access to this foreign aid, this affects the employment of men and women, but specifically women in this case. I would also attribute this possibly to some cultural restrictions. We have a patriarchal society. Men are the breadwinners. In certain cases, we have also women who are the breadwinners. But still, we see that males are still dominating senior positions, especially in the private sector.
Well, obviously, you don't have to convince me of the power of radio, but tell me why you decided to start a radio station as opposed to, a business or an organization that would try to help women become empowered in that area.
Yeah, the reason why it's radio specifically is because radio is accessible to everybody. As we know, it's a cheap medium.
Yep.
We like to target women in refugee camps or villages because our social mission is directed towards women in those areas. Such societies have radios. It is very personal medium. You can have your radio in the car. You can have it while you're having your shower. You can have it while you're preparing your dinner. So it's all over.
Well, and of course, radio knows no borders. So do you have listeners in Israel?
Of course, it knows no borders. I mean, listen, by default, we hit Israel as other Israeli radio stations reach the West Bank. We do not have any Israeli listeners because we broadcast in Arabic, but we do have possibly, or maybe certainly, some Arabs who live in Israel.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning that women make up 16.5% of the workforce there right now. Mm-hmm. What do you think you can get it up to with the work of your radio station?
I mean, listen, firstly and foremostly, what we're trying to do, yes, increase the number of women in media in senior positions, encourage the public and private sectors to absorb more women in the workforce, given that they are very educated, given that we have lots of qualification for that. Let's hope for something like 25% or even 30% if we can do that. After all, we are 50% of the society.
Maysoon O'Day, who is the founder and CEO of Nisa FM in Ramallah, thanks very much and best of luck with your station.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you very much for hosting us.
Well, that's it for the Marketplace Intern Report. You can listen to other remarkets on marketplace.org or subscribe to them on iTunes. I'm Bridget Bodner.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.